Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Back to our conversation in just a few moments. First, I want to tell you about Rula. I absolutely love the idea of Rula. I love this company. I love what they do because therapy is something that should be accessible to everyone, and Rula really makes it happen. Finding a therapist can be hard enough, but finding one who actually takes your insurance, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full cost out of pocket or paying for an expensive monthly subscription. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health, so why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? And Rula isn't just affordable. The expertise is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're the right fit. Rula considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who are actually aligned with what you need. I know, rocket science, right? But they also know that finding the right therapist can make all of the difference. No wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. Just go to Rula.com/ghost to get started today. That's Rula.com/ghost. For quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/ghost to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked about how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's Rula, Rula.com/ghost. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
Let's go to a story. I'll read this one. That was refreshing. There's something unsettling about children who see things the rest of us can't. Sometimes they just know too much. And sometimes what they describe is far too specific to be brushed off as imagination. Benjamin was one of those children.
According to his sister, the one who told me this story, and this is from the writer, this is not me, Ben had been noticing strange things since he was barely out of diapers. First time he truly frightened the family, he was only two. They live in a small house in Florida. Then just an ordinary one story. One night, Ben stood at his sister's bedroom doorway, staring at something invisible to everyone else. He insisted a man was standing there, a man who looked exactly like their stepfather, Joe. Only Joe wasn't in that room. Ben was adamant. That's not Daddy. It looks just like him. The next day, the phone rang. It was Joe's sister, Mary, calling with heartbreaking news. Their brother, Henry, had died during the night. Mary asked Joe to go through old photo albums to find pictures of Henry for a memorial slideshow. That afternoon, the whole family sat on the living room floor flipping through pages of faded photographs. When Joe came across a picture of Henry as a younger man, Benjamin, only 2 years old, leaned over without hesitation and said, "That's him. That's the man I saw last night." The adults exchanged uneasy glances. It was one of those moments you don't forget. That was only the beginning. Fast forward 5 years. It's June of 07. Benjamin was 7 years old. His grandmother, his older sister, and the one telling this story, their Aunt Barb and older brother Robert, all took a summer road trip from Florida up to West Virginia to visit family. Ben and his mom stayed behind in Florida, spending the week at Grandma's house to take care of her animals. Three dogs, a cat, and two birds. Ben loved being around animals and was thrilled to help. One weekend evening, just before 7 o'clock, Ben was in the backyard playing with the three dogs. The summer heat, it started to lift. The light was fading. His mom was inside making dinner. She stepped out to call him in. She remembers standing on the porch calling his name once, twice, a third, a fourth time before he even seemed to hear her. He was standing frozen about 10 or 12 feet from the back fence when the dogs barked furiously at something along the fence line. Finally, he startled, almost like shaking himself awake, and bolted for the back door. Inside, she told him to wash his hands and sit at the table. That's when he started to cry. When she asked why, the words that came out of her seven-year-old's mouth didn't sound like the stuff of an overactive imagination. "There was a little girl," he said, pointing towards the fence. "She was about my age. She was floating back and forth. She had a white dress on, kind of holy, like ripped, down to her knees. She didn't have any legs. Her eyes were just black circles." He told his mom he could see straight through her body to the fence boards behind her. "Do you know what she was?" his mother asked, unsure what else to say. "Yes," Ben answered instantly. "She's a ghost." His mom kept her face calm, but she tucked that moment away in her mind. When the rest of the family returned from West Virginia, everyone was catching up inside the house when Ben tugged at his sister's hand. "Come on, come outside with me." She followed him into the backyard. He stopped her at the same spot, 10 or 12 feet from the fence, and looked up at her face. "Did you see her?" he asked. "See who?" she replied. Ben giggled the way little kids do when they think adults are missing the obvious. "Her," he said, pointing towards the fence. "She's right there. Her name is Camilla." Sister admits she felt a chill then. She bent down to his level. "Ben, who is Camilla?" "She's my friend," he said simply. The name stuck with him. Weeks after, their grandmother was on her work break telling coworkers about the odd timing Ben had claimed to see, or the odd thing Ben had claimed to see. An older woman at the table, she must have been in her 70s, went quiet for a moment and said, "There was a girl named Camilla, a terrible case back in 69. She remembered it because she'd been a young woman living in that area at the time. A man had abducted an 8-year-old girl while she was walking to school near Springs Lake Elementary. The girl's name was Camilla. According to the old story, the man lured the child over by claiming he had found her lost puppy. When she reached for the dog, he grabbed her and forced her into his car. She never made it to school that day. Her body was discovered days later near a wetland. She'd been assaulted and murdered. Even her little brown dog was found dead at a nearby lake. The following weekend, shaken by the coincidence, Grandma drove Ben and his sister to the downtown Orlando library to look through microfilm of old newspapers from 1969. Scrolling through reels of the Evening Star, they found it, the headline, the tragic story, and finally the photo. A black and white image of a smiling 8-year-old second grader from Spring Lake Elementary. Grandma printed the picture. They showed it to Benjamin without prompting, just asking if he recognized the girl. And he didn't hesitate. "That's her," he said. "That's Camilla." There was no coaching, no guessing. And the strangest detail of all, at the time Ben saw her in the backyard, he himself was attending Spring Lake Elementary, the same school Camilla had been walking towards the day she vanished in 1969. For the family, it was the first time the story of the girl in the tattered white dress felt less like a child's invention and more like something unexplainable. The years went on, but Ben's odd experiences didn't stop. In late 2008, tragedy struck their own household, Philip, their mother's boyfriend, someone Ben had known and liked, died suddenly of a massive heart attack the day after Thanksgiving. His death shocked the whole family, and not long after, one evening around 8:30, Ben finished a slice of cake after dinner. His mom told him to toss the paper plate, put the fork in the dishwasher. He did as told, but just as he was about to close the dishwasher door, he froze. He later told his mom he'd had strange sensations of being watched. When he turned, he saw Philip standing by the dining room table wearing a red T-shirt, arms at his side, silent. Ben bolted to the living room chair next to his mom and started to cry. He didn't say anything then. He just sat there, pale and quiet. The next morning, on the way to school, he finally said, "Mommy, I'm ready to tell you about last night." He described exactly what he had seen, Philip in the same shirt he used to wear, standing right there as if alive. By then, the family had stopped dismissing Ben's stories. From the time he was 2 until nearly 9, he had described at least 10 separate incidents he claimed happened while he was fully awake. Not dreams, not sleepwalking. He also often dreamed of people who had died. In the dreams, he said, they would tell him they loved him or that they were okay. His sister told me the family had come to accept that Ben might be what some call sensitive, a child more open to things than the rest of us. She still remembers standing in the backyard with him that summer night, his small hand in hers, him pointing at empty air and asking, "Do you see her?" Then calmly telling her the girl's name as if he'd known her forever. Maybe it was imagination, maybe a coincidence layered over local legend, or maybe a little boy really did meet the ghost of a girl who never made it home from school in 1969. Whichever you believe, the image of a 7-year-old boy quietly crying at the kitchen table because he'd just seen a friend no one else could see, that's a detail that stays with you. And it's why his family still wonders who or what has been reaching out to Benjamin all these years. And that's the rest of the story.
Like, I can't believe anybody wouldn't believe that poor kid. I'm glad that his family responded the way they did. Because, you know what I mean? Because if they would have kept telling him, "No, no, no, you're not seeing those things. You're not seeing those things." What would that make a kid feel like if they are seeing those things?
I miss the old elementary schools, like the old creepy ones. So many of them are gone now and they've been replaced by nice modern facilities. I miss the old, like, 100-year-old buildings of the past.
That reminds me, one of my friends messaged me the other day, and she works in one of those old ones here in town. It's Robinson Elementary.
Yeah.
It's over on the east side of town. It's one of those old dark brick ones that are like 2 stories high. Every town has one.
Yeah.
Built in probably the 1920s. So the other day, teachers go in pretty early. I think it was around 7 in the morning. And then so the science rooms are in the same wing of the building, like the same area. And when the science teachers got to their room, there's like 3 of them. All of the rooms, they have smart boards now.
Yeah, yeah.
Very different from when I was a kid.
Sure.
All of the smart boards were playing the same song. And they're all separate. They're not connected smart boards. And they were all playing the same song. And then there was something else that happened. I should look at her text. Because she got home from work and she texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God. She said, everybody just stopped. And it was like, let's see. She said, all the science teachers boards were playing the same song. About 6 a.m., one said hers was just scrolling and opening tabs all on its own.
Creepy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think those old schools are super haunted. But the fact that they're all independent, because all the teachers are teaching different ages, and they're not running the same program. You know, it's not like, here's where we ended yesterday, all 3 rooms, the exact same thing. It's all different.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all playing the same song.
I'm trying to see. I was trying to see if I don't know where I'd find it easily or quickly. I took video years ago. Remember when I went and explored BTK's elementary?
That was creepy. You got some of the creepiest pictures.
Yeah, they were tearing it down. The BTK killer, Dennis Rader. It was this old, it was an abandoned elementary that I would drive by all the time coming to work. And I always thought it'd be so neat to go in there and take pictures. And all of a sudden I see one day they're like tearing it down on one end, but the other half is still there. I'm like, well, it's now or never. So I went over and I'm like, can I go into this other part of this building and just take some pictures before it's gone? They're like, put on a hard hat. And like, okay. They're like, don't go past this. I'm like, deal. I'm just going to go over there. They're like, all right. So I went in there and I got a ton of really cool photos, and it was so eerie as like literally part of the building is being torn down on the opposite end. I was going through the classrooms and there's still the chalkboards up. There were still some desks in some of the rooms. In the cafeteria / gymnasium, there was like the carpeted balance beams that they'd have us go on in elementary, those sort of things. It's all there in like hopscotch on the probably asbestos tiles. You know, it was really creepy. And then to think, Dennis Rader went to school here. But you gotta wonder, like, almost all elementary schools, if you were to go through the ranks of who's gone to them, if it's been around for a long period of time, you got to have a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not just well-known bad people, but there's got to be a lot of horror stories of folks just by sheer numbers.
I do think it's weird in that story, too, that Ben went to that school where this little girl died.
Yeah.
And like, maybe he's the only kid who can see her.
Yeah, so I thought about that, too.
Yeah.
She attached to him. Because there's a lot of people, a lot of ghosts.
My childhood elementary school, Tony, you know this, eventually closed down because it was a country school and only had 3 classrooms and a gymnasium.
Yeah.
It became a bar for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then it became a sex shop. So now...
I know exactly where it is.
Now it was called the Spice of Life for a while, and now it's called something else. And I drive by, and because my parents actually was on the road my parents lived on. So every time I went to visit my mom and dad, I would go past it and think, oh, I went to 3rd and 4th grade there. And now there's movie booths where I used to drink my milk and piss my pants. So, you know. It's so sad. It was such a wonderful place. My mom used to work there. She'd come down at lunch and she would watch the kids for recess and stuff like that. And it was literally like a mile and a half down the road from my house. So I'd walk down there on the weekends and play and stuff like that. And now, people go there to buy various products.
And Todd has such fond memories.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember like when it turned into that too, because like all of a sudden, like all along the highway, it's like sex, sex, sex.
Yes, but it would be like coming up the spice of life and then another spice of life and then another spice of life and then God hates porn.
Yeah.
There was one that would say Jesus is watching you or whatever it would say.
Yes. Oh, so many questions for all the children that learn how to read. What does this mean,
Daddy, Mom? What is porn?
What's going on over there? What is this? Oh, yeah. I thought that was an elementary school. It was.
It was. It was. Todd went there. Yeah.
Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic,
They do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.